Photography originated as a chemical process, but even its earliest practitioners tried to adapt it to ink printing. Thousands of people might see this exhibition, but the book that accompanies it will last far longer and ultimately reach a wider audience. It is impossible to fully appreciate the changes in society brought about by the ink-printed photographic image. The commonest form of ink printing was relief, which we often call letterpress printing. The metal type of letterpress carried verbal information, and the first decent photographs that could accompany this type were handmade wood engravings. These prints reached extraordinary levels of accuracy and were cut with remarkable skill. The enlarged detail from the small wood engraving on the left shows this. It is crucial to remember that the original print, below the enlargement, was cut into the wood block at the same size as that small print. Wood engraving was time-consuming, and consequently much effort went into inventing a mechanical way to transpose the photograph into a relief block. This was finally achieved in the 1880s with the invention of the halftone. By re-photographing a photograph through a mechanically ruled screen, it was possible to break the image up into dots that varied in size according to the tone in the original photograph. When printed with black ink, these small dots are blended in the eye of the viewer to produce the illusion of tone. These halftone reproductions, printed by letterpress, were adequate and inexpensive, and as a result, photographs reproduced this way flooded magazines, books, and newspapers early in the 20th century. Other processes did a better job of transcribing photographic tone, but none were as cheap as the relief halftone. Far more ink photographs were made with letterpress halftones than by any other process until the rise of photo offset lithography in the mid-20th century.